And now this is a dictation for Maxine, M-A-X-I-N-E, Benner, B as in boy, E-N-N-E-R, November 1142. Address as a letter to Dr. Stack, S-T-A-C-K, 8755023. Dear Dr. Stack, follow up, Mrs. Benner, chronic kidney disease. Last visit, April. Treated for bronchitis few weeks ago. No hospital admission. Symptoms improve. Weight at home fluctuates from 162, 163, all the way to 167. Recently poorly controlled diabetes, was having family members visiting, diet was not strict. I did an extensive review system, presently being negative. Medication list review. She was taking Allegra D decongestant, needs to change without the decongestants. Blood pressure remains on Norvasc, Coric, nitrates, diuretics. Diabetes, cholesterol management, no anti-inflammatory agents. On physical exam, weight 165, stable. Blood pressure nurse 159.67, lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, no RAL wheezes, no arrhythmia, no ascites tenderness, no major edema, non-focal. There is vitiligo on the hairline, forehead, non-focal, minor decrease hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry, July, creatinine 1.4, baseline. GFR 37, stage 3B, normal electrolyte acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, chronically low platelets, anemia 11.6. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3. Probably combination of diabetes and hypertension. Underlying diastolic dysfunction with preserved ejection fraction. There is some degree of pulmonary hypertension. No symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis, volume overload. There is no nephrotic syndrome. Presently off ARB ACE inhibitors. There has been no urinary retention or hydronephrosis. Anemia has not required EPO treatment, no need for phosphorus binders, and their numbers are stable. The chronic low platelets without bleeding, which is mild, moderate. Continue chemistry in a regular basis. Plan to see her back in 6 months.